Declan, Cork are seventh on the table. They've only 3-1s to date in the league. But, you know, this is no easy fixture for Derry.
Historically, this is a huge game. Derry City, Cork City. We go back as far as you want to go from winning the treble against a Cork team in Dalymount. You know, losing a league title in Turner's Cross. Huge games in the Brandywell over the years, League Cup finals. You know, historically this is a massive game, and to a certain degree form goes out the window because it's that type of game that both teams will be capable of winning, and John will be coming up here hoping that, you know, he can get himself back going again. But ultimately for us it's a game at the Brandywell that we want to play in front of our own supporters and show people exactly where we're going as a team and as a group. And it's a game we look forward to. We've had a lot of games in a short period of time, but this is a fantastic opportunity for us to have another big crowd at the Brandywell and put on a performance. And hopefully if we get the performance, then the result usually looks after itself.
Well, just touching the crowd, Declan, last week was it was near full capacity and it was live on TV. That must have been heartening for you.
Oh, listen, we are extremely proud and we're extremely grateful of the support we're receiving, and the pleasing aspect for us as not only as staff but as Derry supporters ourselves is, you know, you see the Brandywell full, it's the best place. It's the best place in Ireland to play your football when the crowds are like they are, and you know, people staying right to the very end, and the relationship, and I keep saying it, the relationship between the fans and the players is so important. And I think the public, if they see the effort and the style of football that we're trying to play, if they continue to see that and they continue to get the response and the application from the players, then we can really build something special here again. And pleasing aspect for me is that the amount of children that's at the games coming with their parents, and that is the lifeblood of this football club, is bringing the new generation of supporters through, you know, and hopefully having role models and heroes that are playing on the pitch, and the likes of your Harkins and Sloggetts and Parkhouses, you know, people that the young supporters can relate to, and long may it continue.
Well, talking about the game ahead now with Cork, the visitors, Derry's joint second in the goal scoring stakes, 19 goals, both Derry City, Dundalk, and Shamrock Rovers, league leaders, have only 21 goals, I'm saying only, but only two ahead of Derry. Is it a matter, Declan, now of concentrating or focusing in on defending, more resolute, more solid defending? Is that what you're focusing on? Because you are scoring goals and you're creating chances. Is it a matter of looking at defending?
We're disappointed with the goals we give away, there's no doubt about it. You know, I've consistently said that, you know, we can't afford to give away cheap goals. You know, that some of the goals that we've gave away we're disappointed with, but we'll not change. We're going to continue to attack teams. We're going to continue to try and play on the front foot. We've had a couple of very good draws over the course of the opening round of fixtures in terms of being really tight and hard to beat, especially down in Bohemians, and a clean sheet down in Turner's Cross. So, you know, we'll continue to play on the front foot, there's no doubt about it. We have very attack minded players on our team. Yes, absolutely, we want to tidy up on our goals conceded, but you know, I can't knock the players for their application. There's been a few decisions that have went against us. Shamrock Rovers came to Brandywell last week, created one opportunity in the game and punished us. You know, so we've got to continue to do what we're doing and obviously try and make sure that the goals for and goals against columns get better.
Okay, it's 12 games into the season. If you want, it's the end of semester one. Term one is over, Declan. Give us a recap on how you think it's gone today. Has it gone as well as you expected, or is there more to come?
There's more to come. You know, we're not setting any targets. We're delighted with the way we started. We're delighted with the way the club is, and the togetherness in the club, and the backing that we're receiving, and what the players are giving the fans, and effort and aggression and quality on the ball, and the goals that we're scoring. We're only saying this morning we scored some wonderful goals this year already. Owen Stokes is a goal from 45 yards in the Brandywell. You know, Darren Cole scores a 30-yard goal the other night. David Parkhouse header against Van Harps. You know, we've scored some fantastic goals this year already, but you know, we want more. Of course we want more, and we want to keep pushing on, but I've said all along this year is a year where we will make mistakes. It'll be a year where, you know, we're getting to know each other and we're only starting, but ultimately we want to make sure that we get better as the season progresses.
And finally, Declan, you made four changes to freshen up the team down at Waterford. Can you tell us, not so much changes, but any injury news ahead or any resting up ahead of Cork's visit?
Well, we have to see how Kieran Hargan and Alec Gilchrist does again. You know, they must outweigh niggles and injuries. Maybe they'll have done a couple of training sessions this week. We'll see how he is closer to the time. But apart from that, everybody's raring to go. The one thing that we're pleased with is the versatility we have in the group. You know, I can put out any 11 and people can fit into different positions. And that was paramount in our recruitment at the start through ourselves and Paddy and Kevin and Marty. We wanted versatility. We wanted attack-minded players. But we've also got players that can go into a number of positions. And we go into the Cork game, we've players that have done an incredible amount of running over the last couple of games, and they just have to go again, and thankfully the players are fully looking forward to that.
Okay, thanks, Declan. Best of luck.
Brilliant, thank you.